Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you hear me on the phone?
I've got you coming out of every orifice.
I'm really not. You're breaking up quite badly.
Hello and welcome to The Lock-In, where I finally get to talk to people I want to hear from in a place I want to be, the pub.
For some reason, this bloody thing has started playing back some rubbish.
Oh, right.
Where were we? I forgot.
I have too.
We're locked in today with one of the cleverest men in the world, Amartya Sen. He was born in Bengal in 1933, which means he's now in his 88th year. He's won the Nobel Prize for Economics, been Master of Trinity College, Cambridge, and divides his time now between Cambridge, England, and Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Professor Sen, isn't it about time you retired?
When one retires depends on to what extent one is able to function and whether the people for whom you're functioning, in my case students, would want you to continue to function or not. Since
they want you to, do they?
Yes, I've several times suggested I ought to retire and I've been met with strong protest. So I take it they do.
Would you like to be able to retire?
Not particularly. No, I enjoy teaching. And I've been teaching since the age of 22. And I'm 87 now. So it's quite a long span. And I don't particularly feel any urge to retire. But if I thought that the students wanted me to retire, I would have done that. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
You know, you have this fearsome reputation as the cleverest man in the world.
Oh, no.
How does that feel to you?
I don't believe. And that's a joke. And that's something people like saying to check what your reaction to an outrageous statement might be. And I don't think I take that kind of a statement at all seriously. But when people say it, it's meant to be a polite statement, to that the answer is to say thank you very much.
Do you feel sorry for those people who aren't intelligent?
Well, there you're raising a fairly serious question because
yes.
We somehow assume that even though various types of good luck are treated as something that you shouldn't expecting reward from, somehow it's thought that being intelligent is not one of them. I think that's a mistake because it's also I'm not saying I am intelligent, but I'm saying that those who are intelligent are lucky for that reason. And that you can't take away the jollity and the good life that they come from being intelligent, but that's not a reason for being rewarded for having been intelligent, or being intelligent with good luck in being born properly.
Do you get bored?
Do I get ever bored generally? Time to time, I certainly do. I think everyone does get bored from time to time. And the question is whether one has reason to be bored when one is bored. And if there is a reason, there's nothing wrong in being bored. On the other hand, if you find that something really exciting going on, some Mozart playing or some Shakespeare sonnet being recited, and you feel bored, I think you might have a reason to wonder whether there is something going wrong.
My mother used to say, only boring people are bored. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't think that's true. There are a lot of very exciting people who got bored very easily. I would imagine that Bertrand Russell got bored quite easily. So did George Bernard Shaw.
But I imagine he got very bored when people asked him what the meaning of life was.
Yeah, if he were persisted in asking a question to which an appropriate answer may or may not exist, I think there could be ground for boredom there. On the other hand, I'm not sure that people go around asking each other that question too often.
Now, your field is economics. What do you think when you hear people describe it as the dismal science?
Well, it is a dismal science. It is talks about misery and hunger many different ways in which your life can go wrong and could be awful. And we have to study them. And dismality is the subject matter of this science to the extent it is this science.
Welfare economics is your field. Can you explain in a nutshell what that is?
Yeah, but let me first say, when you say it might be, I'm not specialized only in one thing and nothing.
I'm not trying to tie you down.
But that's the economics. You're right, it's been emphasized, I guess they particularly emphasized since the Nobel Prize was cited for being given for welfare economics. But I'm happy to talk about what welfare economics is about. But I should mention that it's only a fraction of my work is connected with that. It is about not what would happen if you did this or did that, but whether something which would be a good thing happening to the people or a bad thing happening to the people. How do you judge them? To what extent, for example, being rich is itself a reward? And you may have a difficult question, given the choice of being very rich and having a defective kidney, or not being very rich, but having a proper kidney and properly functioning body. So there are issues to address in discussing how the welfare of the people are to be evaluated.
How do you discern what happiness is?
How do I discern what?
What happiness is.
Well, I don't use that much reasoning where the exact content of happiness is extremely important to ascertain precisely. Happiness is presumably an internally aimed approach about how do you feel your life is going and to what extent you have a reason to be, and I use the word here again, reason to be happy that it is going that way. It's an interesting question.
What gets you up in the morning?
Pardon?
What gets you up in the morning?
Usually the alarm of my clock.
Now, do you leap out of bed thinking you're going to discover something exciting today, or
no?
What is it that makes you go on from day to day?
I have no particular reason not to go on. I think I enjoy living, and being alive is a commitment to do something about that, I presume.
Do you feel wiser now you're older? Wisdom is supposed to come to age.
Well, we all go through difficult times. I had cancer when I was 18. I had quite a hard radiational treatment. I had cancer fairly recently, and I hope I've also recovered from that with, again, radiational treatment. I didn't enjoy the radiation, but I did enjoy the state of being killed off it and being able to lead a normal life. And I'm not sure that I can say that it was better when I was younger, and it's worse or a lot worse now that I'm older. Many things I could do when I was young, I can't do so easily. I can't run. I can't climb steps without getting exhausted after some, and so on. So in some ways, life has more problems when you're older. On the other hand, one might at least entertain the thought that there are certain types of wisdom which comes more easily with experience, and therefore being older has some advantage in those respects.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you have any religious commitments?
No.
Why not?
Because I've not been able to persuade myself that the epistemology is correct. And as far as the ethics is concerned, I don't think I need religion for my ethics.
That is to be very arrogant, isn't it?
Why is it arrogant?
It makes you the arbiter.
Yeah. Who else?
Any other people have come to a different conclusion. Don't you pay any attention to them?
And they should lead their life as in line with the conclusion they come to. I'm not trying to control their life. and I don't see why they should control mine. You know, the statement or the understanding that you don't need supernatural belief in order to decide what is the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do, was uttered very clearly or explained very clearly by, this is pronounced wrongly in English, Gautam Buddha, B-U-D-D-H-A. The English tend to call it by some peculiar name like Buddha, but Gautam Buddha was the first person to discuss that his understanding was that we would never know whether God exists or not. He was an agnostic, and it is no reason why we shouldn't do those things which we think are good things to do.
Are you a Buddhist then?
Pardon?
Are you a Buddhist?
No, but Buddha is an important figure who says very interesting things. I don't have to be a Buddhist to understand that. I don't have to be a Shakespearean in order to enjoy Hamlet.
Have you learned how to be happy?
I don't know that. How one can answer that. I'm happy when there's cause to be happy. When I discovered that I had cancer, I was unhappy. When I was told I probably am cured of it now, after the treatment, mostly radiation, then I have reason to be happy. I don't see any reasonless happiness as something that I'm trying to seek. I'm trying to seek leading a good life. And with that, one expects happiness might come.
Can I take things to a pathetic level? You have houses in England and in the United States. Where do you prefer to live?
I like living in both places. And depending on the season, depending on what am I doing, depending on what my company is, that is who are the other people with whom I'm mixing, depending on my job, very importantly.
What do you make of academia now?
Well, the academia is doing reasonably well. Those who are concerned about the success of the academia had certain duties to perform. And as long as they continue to do it, the academia will prosper as it has over the last 4,000 years.
Do you feel woke?
Do I feel what?
Woke.
Not sure I know that word. Is it W-O-K?
Yes.
What does that mean exactly in this context?
Where do you stand, for example, on roads must fall?
Roads must fall?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm learning a whole new language today. What is a road must fall?
It's Cecil Rhodes, and it's an objection to the fact that so much of further education is funded on the proceeds of imperialism and slavery.
Well, that's to the extent that that is true. That is an unfortunate feature, but I don't think it would be a good description to place the whole of the academic tradition and educational potential to just slavery and colonialism. I think a lot of it is pursuit of knowledge, pursuit of truth, and ability to answer questions that occur to us.
Do you feel that the academic world has been cheapened by the politics that have overtaken it?
Not really. I think the academic world has to. The academic world doesn't exist in a universe of its own. It has to take note of what's going on around, and as such, there's nothing wrong in the academic world being open to certainly questions and sometimes even concerns related to the real world in which we live.
Can I bring you right back to the present now? This COVID-19 outbreak, how have you found it?
Well, it's affected my life quite badly and prevented me from traveling, preventing me from going to places I would like to go. For example, I usually go several times to India, which I haven't done over the last year. I've been stuck in America for more than a year. I would have liked to have gone to England, and typically we also go a bit to Italy. And so it has affected my life. That's unfortunate. And as we discussed earlier, I teach and have to do it through Zoom as opposed to in-class teaching. And that's unfortunate. So yeah, the COVID has taken a toll on the quality of my life, yes.
Do you like Zoom?
I don't like Zoom very much. On the other hand, when I'm not able to do certain things by actual encounter, Zoom is an enabler. And while an enabler is never as good as the need not to depend on enabling, it is better than needing enabling and not having the means of doing so. So, yeah, I say...
As a means to an end, it is tolerable.
Yes. To a great extent. Yeah.
Can I ask you about the British government's proposal to cut overseas aid, to abandon this target of 0.7% of GDP being allocated in aid? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that people have reason to think about the lives of people elsewhere, and to the extent any country cuts down its sense of concern about other countries, there's something unfortunate in it. And to the extent that the cutting of the aid reflects a kind of withdrawal from other people, there is something sad about it.
Sad, but not dangerous.
It could be, depends on what the situation is. If it is Tigray with a fight going on between the Ethiopians and the locals, or it's some other hotspot, it could be dangerous.
Professor Sen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well, there you are, Amartya Sen, one of the world's cleverest people. If you want to know more about his amazing life, he's also finally got around to writing his memoir. It's called Home in the World, and it's coming out soon. Next week, we've got Toby Young, founder of the Free Speech Union. In the meantime, enjoy the summer.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.